While preparing for this episode, I did a lot of research and I came across the world's most famous failures. Several popular names came up, but there were three names that struck a chord in my heart due to the stories behind their failures. The first was Abraham Lincoln, J.K. Rowling, and Milton Hershey of the popular Hershey Chocolate Company. Chocolate lovers should know that name. All right, my name is Ruben and I'll be taking you on this episode. Sit back, relax. Find a good location, as this episode promises to open your eyes to insights you've never had before.
Welcome to Hearing God with Shema Podcast, your sacred space for divine connection. I'm Ruben Oluwojoba, your guide on this spiritual journey. Tune in to uncover the secrets of recognizing God's whispers in every moment. This is where faith meets frequency. Grab your headphones and open your heart.
Yes, yes. Welcome back on Hearing God with Shema Podcast. Those who have been following this podcast for like 2 years now would know a little bit about this podcast. But if you are just listening to this podcast for the first time, I say welcome, welcome. Okay, so this podcast started about 3 years ago. And after, you know, I think about 13 or 16 episodes, yes, several challenges, several setbacks, several problems, several life just happened. And I just had to stop releasing new episodes. I'll give you the background to the reason for these. Okay, so when I started, it all started well, and you know, at some point the episode was ranking number one on religion in a country I've never heard of before. I just had to research that after I got the notification in my email. All right, so after the whole, you know, excitement of your episode ranking number one in the country, this and that, yeah, I released more episodes, but certain things happened, right? So I was to start my master's program at West African Theological Seminary. Before I came about that decision, there was a lot of back and forth because I had other things I wanted to do. But after intense prayer and, you know, waiting on God, I knew, oh, yes, this was the next thing for me to do. Initially, I was to go to another Bible school, but by the leading of God, I found myself in Watts, West Africa Theological Seminary here in Nigeria, Lagos. All right, so when I started, I was there with a friend. The environment was not really conducive to record episodes, podcasts, and I just had to pause. Again, I felt, yes, I'm starting a Bible school. There's going to be like a new, it's going to be a relearning, unlearning, and learning process, okay? So I said, let me just pause a bit. Let me learn something new before I come back and begin to dish out new episodes to my dearly beloved listeners. Then when I started, you know, school became very, very engaging, very, very busy, as I had to do a lot of research, a lot of writings, and lots of reading, okay? Then I felt, perhaps when I settle in, maybe after my first 5-6 episode, cause my master's program is self-paced, you know, modules per month, and I felt, let me just settle in, let me get the hang of this, you know, master's program before I continue. But then life happened, and I've been dating my now wife for over 3 years, and we were like, okay, it's time to get married, because I felt it on my heart as God has spoken to me since 2019 when I was supposed to get married, and we're already in that year. And initially, we didn't expect the wedding to happen that year, but we just knew that God would have us do it that year. In fact, there were several people who wondered what could have happened, why the rush, this and that. But after the old wedding, they got to understand. And this was the major setback, major discouragement I had about my podcast. I lost my mom 30 days after my wedding. My wedding was December 14 and 15. 2022. My mom died January 10, 2023, and we buried her January 15th, exactly 30 days after my wedding. It was a really, really major blow for me. I got discouraged. You know, I didn't see a reason to continue podcasting, because initially when I started, my mom was the biggest support, biggest cheerleader for my podcasts. She was always there while recording in my wardrobe there. She was always there to make sure that there was no noise interference and what have you. So when she died, I really, really lost all the energy to just release new episodes. But later in the year, 2023, God began to speak to me about how that I need to continue now that this podcast will help people who are going through difficult times. Then I said, okay, I was going to do that. I started, you know, creating new flyers, new posts to, you know, create the awareness. But somehow, I didn't just have that enough strength to pull through. Then 2024 came. I said I was going to start again. January is out and this is February. First thing I did, I just had to summon courage, create new trailer for the podcast, create new intros and outros, just to put myself in the mood of, yes, it's time to record a new episode and start podcasting again. So, I'm saying all of this story because there will be times where there are certain things we want to do or there are certain things God has called us to do, but several life challenges, problems, you know, left, right, and center seem to take our focus off what God will have us do. Or maybe failure, which brings me back to what I started with, the world's most famous failures. Now, the three characters that their story struck so much chord in my heart were Abraham Lincoln, J.K. Rowling, and Milton Hershey. And I'll explain why these three stories really, really resonated well with me. But before I go into their stories, like I was saying, there are many times God has given you something to do, but several challenges, or maybe you even failed. It doesn't mean you should stop or quit. You just need to go back to God, know how He would want you to do it now, or perhaps He wants you to change strategy, change location, or change approach. It doesn't outrightly mean because you failed maybe once or twice, you'd have to, you know, call it a quit. Okay, I've said so much. Let's go into the story. Now, for Abraham Lincoln, he's a popular, you know, United States of America politician, or let me say statesman, respected, you know, and revered. In his story, he had failed four major political appointments. And before the four major political appointments, like in trying to secure the seats, he had failed numerous times. Then when he was pursuing these major positions, he failed four times. This is enough to get one discouraged and say, okay, I don't think this thing is for me again, which is the conclusion many of us come back to. After trying it a couple of times and you feel like you failed, you'll be like, maybe this thing is actually not for me. Maybe I'm not meant for it. But Lincoln didn't give up. In 1846, Lincoln was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, where he drafted a bill to abolish slavery. And in 1861, at the age of 52, he secured the office of the President of the United States. Imagine if he had gotten discouraged and called it a quit. His face appears on the U.S. $5 bill, in case you're wondering who he is. But I'm sure you know who he is. The other story that really, really got me is the story of J.K. Rowling. For some of you, you may already know her. For some, you might not. She's the author of Harry Potter. Now, one thing about her story that really got me was the fact that aside the failures or the rejections she had for her book to be published, she had a lot of, you know, setbacks in family. I mean, in her family life, you know, a marriage, a mother's death, you know, and divorce, separation. She had all the reasons to just not continue to publish a book because it seemed as though she had failed at just everything. She was at a point diagnosed with clinical depression and suicide. She at some point was suicidal. But 2 years later, she was able to manage, you know, and finish writing the manuscript for Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It got published, but 12 major publishing houses rejected her book. It's like, it's a failure spree. It wasn't until 1996 when a small literary house in London named Bloomsbury gave the green light and a very small advance of £1,500, only due to the behest of her owner's daughter, that the book was published. And in 1997, 7 years after the initial idea of The Young Wizard, the first Harry Potter book was published. By 2004, Rowling had become the first author to become a billionaire through book writing, according to Forbes. The first author to become a billionaire. Now imagine if she had given up or said, perhaps, I don't think this right thing is for me. I'm sure you are listening to me and you're already thinking about that thing you wanted to do, but you had stopped. You felt like you're not going back to it. go back to God and ask, should you go back to it? If he gives you the green light, please pursue, because you will surely overtake and recover all, like God told David. The last story that got to me of all the stories I read was the story of Milton Eshi of the Eshi Chocolate Company, located in Eshi, Pennsylvania. I hope I pronounced that right. You know, he had tried to start his own business 3 times and he failed. But in 1893, at the age of 36, he established Lancaster Caramel Company, which he eventually sold for $1 million. 7 years later, in 1900, he was able to start Eshi Chocolate Company. Eshi Chocolate Company first opened its doors, Eshi was 43 years old then. Success didn't come early for him though, but today, Eshi is one of the best tasting brands of chocolate in the world. Now imagine if these three people at some point stopped because they had failed multiple times. I know for some of us, we have different, let me use the word elastic limit. For some, they just need to fail once for them to call it a quit. For some, 3-4 times. But what I would advise you to do is, when you face a setback or challenges, have you, you know, not continued what you wanted to do or failure, it's okay to start again. Starting again with the same project or starting again on another project. There are many business owners who failed at other businesses, but started a new business, and that same business became, and that business in particular, became the profitable one. So, rather than calling it a quit, why not look around for other opportunities or look for ways to pivot? You're trying to get a job, it's not just working out. Try something, try volunteer, try to be a part of a team, try to support somebody who is doing as an associate while the person takes the lead. Like that, you would be building a portfolio for yourself and also charting a new course for yourself. So, this is my advice to you if you've listened to this point. It's okay to start again. I was surprised when I read my Bible and saw that there was a healing miracle Jesus performed for a blind man. He prayed for him. Jesus asked, "What do you see?" He said, "I see men as trees." And Jesus laid hands again. Jesus, the Son of God, laid hands again. Even God had to wipe out the world once to restart a new race. So, do you think you failed so much that you can't make so much progress, or you can't even make progress at all? Sit back, go back to God, pray, meditate, think, replan, re-strategize. You can always start again. You can always start again. No matter how many times you fail, start again, start again, start again. God is with you. Talk to Him, and it will help you make success in that adventure. This podcast is getting so emotional. All right, but if there's one thing I would want you to leave out of this episode, or rather leave with after listening to this episode, is that you can always start again. Don't think you can start again. It could take you 1 month, it could take you 2 years, or 2 years and some months, just like me, coming back to podcasting after close to 3 years now. It's okay to start again, and you'll be surprised at how starting again can change the course and the direction of things for you for the better. My name is Ruben Olowojoba. If you'd like to reach me personally, I'll put my email address in the info for this episode so you can always reach me. I'll be here to respond to your emails. If there is a need, you might have to do a video call on be it WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, if you need someone to talk to. Till the next episode, always tell yourself you can start again. My name is Ruben Olowojoba. Have a wonderful day. Share this podcast with anybody who you know needs to hear this. God bless you.
As we conclude our journey today, remember that the divine dialogue is ongoing. Thank you for tuning in to Hearing God with Sheba Podcast. We are in the silence. The sacred speaks louder than words. If these podcasts has resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share the divine vibes with your friends and family. Together, let's create a ripple effect of awareness and connection. God bless you.